Our Father, we bless Thee that we have so much that would bring us to the presence of God with thanksgiving today. We thank Thee, we commenced our day and night presence thanking Thee for the Son of Thy love. The Father loveth the Son, yet sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And we can say, like Mary, I'll rejoice in Christ my Savior. And our Father, we thank Thee today for the knowledge of our sins forgiven. Thank Thee, Lord, for the truth of the local church, the local assembly, and being part of it. We pray that we may cherish it, the one in it is in our presence, the Lord Jesus. Our love may even grow deeper concerning Him. And our Father, we pray that Thou remember the going forth of the gospel at this time. These meetings have been announced. We do think of our brethren John Meekin and John Procopio up there in Labrador and Lancelot. Grant help. We know men that are coming to those meetings that have gone to gospel meetings for years and they're still in their sins. How we long to have news to hand of being delivered. We think of the gospel meetings back in Heightsville, where Heightsville and Hampton have combined to have this effort, and we thank Thee for a good number coming and for God already working in salvation. We thank Thee for reaching this Stephanie Sweeter and her husband Jacob, who is already saved. Pray that this might be a voice to their parents, and Thou knows really where Russ and his wife stand, so we would pray for them, thanking God for this. And also, we thank Thee for others that have been spoken to and another man that's been reached. We give thanks to God. Think of some that have already gone back, heading to Iowa, hoping to be there in time for the meeting tonight. We pray that Thou give them the very same safety in which Thou didst bring them. Did we not gather and pray that the Lord would bring His people safely? Thou hast granted us our request. We pray for weather that would be suitable for the conference. And again, we acknowledge the kindness of God to us. We give thanks. Thank Thee for Thy word that was open this morning and spoken to us, reminding us of the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are a people that wait for His coming. And we trust, Lord, that in the time that is allowed and left to us, we simply may honor His name and esteem and hold it very high as we seek to go forth preaching the gospel. And we thank Thee for those whom the gospel is claimed. So look upon us, we pray, and remember those in sorrow. We pray for them, Lord, the different families. And we think of James and Nellie Dick, just a young couple serving the Lord out of their hearts there in Mexico, in a place that has not been so easy for them. And Lord, it seems like one thing after another, and the road has not been easy. And as we were reminded this morning, it's not that for all things we give thanks, but in all things, when we can trace the hand of God, are we not caused to give thanks? We just pray for that dear couple today and their dear little boy. And think of the other Dick family whose boy lost a leg in that farming accident. We commend them to Thee as well. Father, we pray for them at this time. So help us here. Thank You for the assembly in Jackson. They're so kind to us, Lord. We're unworthy of the least of their mercies to us. We thank Thee for coming back and just a renewing of friendship that's been for years. We give thanks to God. Just pray for our brother Crawford today. We miss him, Lord. We thank Thee for him. Think of the years that have poured into the work in this part of Michigan, here in Clay, Ohio, and further afield, where God has used him in the preaching of the gospel and the ministry of teaching of Thy word. And we just pray that he'll have a good afternoon today. Pray that the member of Mr. and Mrs. Paisley in Toronto, we commend them to Thee, too, for like blessing. We think up there in Newfoundland today, Bert and Emily Joyce, and likewise for them. They've given themselves to the work there in that part of the country. God has used them. And so in these days that are not easy for them, we just commit them to Thee and pray Thy blessing. As we give thanks for all things, and thank Thee above all for Thy Son in His name. Amen.